Blog
and hello.
Radio.
And hello, how are you? Scott Fabianic here, bringing to you live, probably not live actually, because this is obviously a recording, the Michael Medved debunked. Now, for those of you who do not know who Michael Medved is, he is a self-proclaimed conservative, which I do not believe he is, but anyway, that's his self-proclamation, that has a radio program, a quote-unquote conservative radio program. So what I thought interesting today is I breeze through the stations like a lot of people and listen to, different hosts, see what they have to say. I do have my favorites. Everybody can find fault in somebody else, but I thought as I was listening to Mr. Medved, how much, for lack of a better word and not to be rude, ignorance there is surrounding what is wellness. And the reason I thought that was just based upon the conversation he was having, and really a conversation he was having with a calling guest at the time that I tuned in. But overall, he had mentioned that he was for a soft drink tax. Now, I know there's different schools of thought out there. Those who are ignorant enough to just think that it's soft drinks that need this tax, and not understanding that there are many things that would then follow and make sense if you weren't to be contradictory, to your own logic and consistent with your own thoughts. And what I mean by that is anything that would do exactly what soda would do, which there are many things based upon its glycemic index being very high, and many other things with its glycemic index being very high, and therefore the most causative reason why it's bad in the first place. Specific reason why it's bad in the first place. And then the other school of thought would be is that, we just want to, it's a good start, right? It's a good start. Even though it's not, going to solve all the problems, it's a good start. And then there's a school of thought, which I agree with, is why not figure out what is correct? Not all the things that you think are not correct, but what is correct and pursue that. And I think, there is some credence to, if I find a bad thing, eliminate it. However, by not understanding what is correct, you won't solve the problem because it'll balloon up in other areas. So Michael Medved specifically said, a caller actually called him and he said, hey, isn't it kind of inconsistent to be a conservative and with license tell people what they can and cannot do? Isn't that inconsistent? And moreover, what about other things such as pasta or such as cookies? Why not those things? And Michael Medved made the statement, and this is not verbatim, but he essentially said the paraphrase, well, yeah, but those things have not been shown like soft drinks have to cause, health problems, health issues, right? So he's wrong about that. He's wrong about that. Not only does the science, but also studies support that fact that he is wrong. And he's wrong because it's the glycemic index that is the issue. So backing up, a little bit of science, it's insulin resistance that leads to weight gain. So it's high levels of insulin and then becoming insulin resistant. And really what it is ultimately is inflammation. It's inflammatory. And that's a hard concept because, what does inflammation have to do with becoming fat? Well, when you generate inflammation in your body, which you do by consuming large amounts of highly refined carbohydrates, not just in soda, but in cookies and in standard pasta, so standard cookies, standard pasta, not the newer stuff like the Zone Labs has, you generate insulin. And that insulin triggers inflammation to be released. And that inflammation is called arachidonic acid. So that's the molecular basis of inflammation. So now it's not just like a term we use because we can measure CRP, C-reactive protein, that is, but it's an actual thing. So it's called arachidonic acid. And you only need so much and it's very little. Americans produce a very high amount, not because of soda only, but in part. But if you don't understand that you can't consume cookies and say, oh, I don't consume soda, consume just more cookies and then less soda, you'll still get the same result because you'll have similar glycemic production. Or you still have a similar glycemic index, which would lead to similar insulin production. So It's amazing how people want to shut it down and shut things down when they don't understand. So why don't we try to understand what the problem is and not think that we know what it is based upon isolated studies using single-dimensional logic? I'm amazed at those that think they're intelligent when they use one-dimensional logic. And we could go on and on about all the things that people do that is one-dimensional and doesn't do what? Take in consideration the whole, which is what we're trying to do here to bring up form. And you say form of what? And I say form of wellness. So it's form of wellness that we're searching for, not weight gain, because, by the way, unless you're a fattest, kind of like, you know, Michael Medved is very particular about people being racist, you know, you're racist and you're proving it. Well, he's a fattest because not all fat people are unwell. Okay. So you can't just say, and the reason I brought up the fat thing is because he used as support somebody in his office that lost a lot of weight. Well, the problem is that doesn't make him well, did it? And you have to know what wellness is before you can make that claim. And obviously the eyes can be misleading as the expression goes. I'll leave that to the optometrist. In other words, your eyes are a perceptory, and perception can be misleading. And it's only one of five perceptories. But what we have here is science and knowledge. And wellness has been defined by the great Dr. Barry Sears. And that definition is clear-cut. It's on his website, zonediet.com, and its primary measure is AA to EPA, or cellular inflammation measurement, which should be around 1.5, American score 20. Taking out soda will not solve the problem because you've got another problem there. Omega-6s lead to more inflammation, not just refined carbohydrates like a soft drink and cookies and pasta, which he thinks are okay because he doesn't know what he's talking about whatsoever, but yet thinks he wants to vote for a tax and thinks it's going to solve the problem. So there's three main problems here in that ratio that's going to affect it mostly, which is number one is the reduction in consumption of omega-3s, which Americans do. And then there is the increased consumption of omega-6s, which Americans do. And those omega-6s come from the agricultural industry because we decided that in order to get cheap food, we would pay for and give tax incentives to people who produce highly refined carbohydrates and omega-6s, which those three things lead to increased cellular inflammation in mass, meaning a lot of inflammation from those three things. Okay, the next measurement is, as any diabetic knows, is HbA1c. And hold on. There was a bug that I had to just shush aside there. Okay, so and then H1C, that's going to be mostly caused by high levels of sugars. Again, going back to the highly refined carbohydrates, including cookies, including pasta, including soda. And then there's triglycerides, the HDL, which is mostly controlled by diet. And whereas the first measure, cellular inflammation, is mostly diet and fish oil. So those three measures in the proper zone. So 1.5 for AA to EPA or cellular inflammation. And then you have HA1C, which is 5% or so or under, and then under 1 is great for triglycerides to HDL, at least under 2. So there you have the definition of wellness. Not, oh, I think a soda is bad for me, when there are, oh, let's just call it 200 other things that you could overdo that would cause the exact same thing, Michael Medved. But the guy thinks he's so smart because he's crusty. He's like crusty brained. Sits there. Now it tries to hold everyone's feet to the fire because he thinks he catches some sort of nuance in what they say, and he never gets the point. And I guess it's just frustrating for me. I don't mean to just disparage Michael Medved here, but he is kind of a dunce, and he just is, and he can't help it, and I understand that. But here's the thing, and I understand not having knowledge of something, okay? Because if you don't have knowledge, you don't have knowledge, and you're always looking for the villain. I'm going to get the villain. And, you know, Hillary Clinton's out there ramming stuff or Obama's up there ramming stuff down, so we're chasing around criminals. Okay, well, he's the criminal. Okay, so he's the criminal. So that's where it comes from. So you have to understand where crime comes from. You can argue that, well, yeah, but he comes from a political system. It's really not him. It's really the Soroses, et cetera, of the world that put him there, the elite media. Okay, fine. But I get it. But that's the point, is you do have to target the right one. Now, we can go in and try to eliminate those, let's say, that inflammation in your body with, oh, let's say, ibuprofen or other NSAIDs in order to kind of, you know, kill. But wouldn't it be better to turn off the spigot of inflammation than to try to kill the result of it all the time? And by the way, eventually you can't because of side effects, just like facing now, criminal side effects if you don't go after the problem. And so I understand not having knowledge. But what I don't understand is then wanting to attack things when you don't understand the whole. And the whole in this case would be what is wellness and all those things that then impact it. So it would be, okay, and so here's the point. So if you know the right thing to do, which is going to be an anti-inflammatory diet with high-quality polyphenols and fish oils, that would be the right way to pursue wellness, okay? But what you could say is, hey, listen, it's number one is that people need, first of all, they need sugar to their brain. So if that's cheap sugar, and then we've created a whole population that they buy cheap stuff and they can't necessarily afford other things because I don't know if you realize this, but a lot of people don't have a job. So I'm never for just taking something away. But if you were going to do one thing with your money, and this would then help your addiction go away because you'd get your brain would start getting blood flow and shut down endocannabinoids and all these other things that are very complex that I won't get into now. But if you took high doses of fish oil, it would be the best thing because it inhibits inflammation. So the bad things you are doing, it helps to wipe those away. And then if you're in high enough dosages, it actually causes resolution. And it does other things like I described, like it helps to shut down endocannabinoids, which would then help reduce hunger in the brain. And there's other ways to reduce hunger, and very complex, and that's why I deal only with Zone Diet, only that science, because this is the best science that has considered most all things and has solutions for pretty much everything. But if you take enough fish oil, you can get resolution. It would also help heal your cells, and that's what resolution is. And that's getting way complex for someone like a Michael Medved that wants to say, well, my studies in that case, but that's so bad for you. And we must then eliminate it or cause you to pay a tax so that you are well. It's just frustrating. Okay, so you know, love him or hate him, Rush Limbaugh. At least he doesn't. He is at least smart enough to say that's not my bailiwick. So I'm not going to go there. Right. So he understands that he's not going to opine on that which he doesn't really have the wherewithal to opine. He's more on the campus. Hey, don't tax it. We'll just be moderate, which is a great statement. Here's your problem with the moderate right now in America. The moderate is this, is that once you're hurt and beat up, the moderate doesn't work to get you back. Maybe you could argue it does generationally if we started more on an anti-inflammatory diet right now. But as far as in this life and the next generation after that, if you're going to want to resolve this inflammation, okay, what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to increase amounts of EPA in order to actually – we've got a huge problem here. Every animal study, every rat study done – on high dosages of, or let's say, omega-6 diet versus an omega-3 diet, complete sloth after three generations, complete sloth, and the DNA is mutated. And all the DNA that Barry Sears has looked at, they're mutated, and they've got high levels of inflammation, and so high that you couldn't sustain it. It's, as a liberal, it's like, oh, unsustainable. Oh, that's unsustainable. Okay, so that's unsustainable, and that comes from the government, because the government's the one that subsidizes and made it cheap. Anything that's cheap, the free market's going to go after because it's what? Cheap. And the government's telling you it's something to go after by subsidizing it. Is it not? So it is. And so therein lies your issue. And so in order to affect this change, you also have to do something really good to offset it. And that really goodness is refined EPA and DHA concentrates. No, not krill. Okay, all you krill lovers out there, because krill is contaminated. Nail polish remover. And by the way, you couldn't get enough of it. And by the way, its little baby antioxidant power doesn't justify taking krill. Okay. So all you krill lovers, you won't get resolution from that. Sorry. But highly refined EPA and DHA concentrates, which are the fats that do the work, those, my friends, are the right fats that will help you. And no, you cannot take enough in krill. Sorry, because you cannot refine krill. Okay. So sorry for all that, but that's just my way. I like to do that because there can only be one science. It's not an art, okay? So it's either wrong or right to the end of wellness and or any other end objective you're trying to achieve. For every objective that inflammation would be required to control, highly refined EPA-DHA concentrates is superior to any other fatty acid like krill, which is really not fish oil at all, right? It's crustaceans, effectively. So it's more superior to that. It's more superior to ALA, okay, because ALA doesn't have any anti-inflammatory benefits unless it converts to EPA-DHA, which it does at a very, very small percentage, which there's no way to possibly generate any substantial resolution from that. So there is the solution. So to know the right answer, which is a combination of a bunch of variables to in order to achieve a form, which that form is wellness, not just weight loss, but wellness, is going to require virtually a mastermind like Barry Sears. And if you haven't read his book, Zone Diet, the Omega RX Zone, his most recent one, I believe, is the Mediterranean Zone, phenomenal. Incorporates all the hormonal interactions, what the diet takes care of, what fish oil takes care of, what polyphenols take care of, and it's a whole system. And it's beautiful. It's great if you really cared. And apparently, it's easy to say, take a look at a study with crusty brain and go, the evidence is pretty clear here. Yeah, in isolation of everything else, it might be clear, but we don't need to isolate everything else, do we? And if you're going to read that study, why aren't you on PubMed if you care enough to get that crusty one report across your desk? Why aren't you on PubMed researching it or reading a book where someone with like a Barry Sears understands it and can help you get perspective instead of going, I believe in a tax on soda, which makes me responsible. And no, it doesn't. It makes you ignorant. It makes you ignorant. And then the more you think you did something and you really didn't do anything. And then, of course, the school of thought out there that, well, something's better than nothing. It's like, but we don't need something better than nothing. We have all the information. So what we need is you to get off the air or talk about something else. And for those who say that something's better than nothing, for them not to talk about it, if they want people like me or Barry Sears or others that understand it to then help you understand that you can go live that life right now. And there's the cheap way. There's the more expensive way, depending on how far you want to go and how much you can spend. But it's achievable. And no, it's not going to fix the DNA overnight. It didn't take a couple generations to get this bad. Sicker, dumber, fatter, as Barry Sears puts it. And it's going to take a couple generations to get better, but you can immediately start the process right now. And it's going to take not spending money on certain things and spending it on others. And it's not just fish oil. There are many ways to get there. The resolution part's harder, though. A resolution part, but the anti-inflammation part, you can get there in multiple ways, but you really got to know what you're doing. So that's why the Zone diet becomes crucial. And by the way, now you can just buy Zone pasta, which is not real pasta. It's protein, carbs, fats in the right ratios, molecularly baked, turns off your hunger for 6 hours. Look, we're so far advanced, and these clowns are back in the caveman days. You're a caveman, knuckle dragger. Michael Medved, knuckle dragger. I'm going to put a cast on soda. That's what they were talking about in New York. That's what the goons talk about, the goon squad. Okay, or the government. The government talks about so they can get some power. And they're, you know, because they're always trying to tax something, right? Okay, so that's what they do. And are you that guy? And apparently he's crusty brain enough to go along with that, and I never really thought the guy, I guess it's kind of a disparaging Michael Medved show, but I never thought the guy was conservative at all. He's kind of like a liberal. He sounds like a liberal. He talks like a liberal. But he's a converted liberal, so that made sense to me. He's like, okay, no wonder he sounds like, because he kind of deep down is, right? People kind of are what they are, and they try to change and become better. But when you're born with certain DNA, and it's not just choice. It's really, that's kind of, you know, your build, and then you try to make yourself kind of better, right? So you kind of have a bend when you're born. You kind of have a stamp. And this is not me being a Michael Medved and taking one dimension, but this is testable. I mean, it's speed, athleticism, IQ. You're kind of born with what you got. You can improve it. You can work on it, but you kind of are that. And so the only reason I say that is because I think deep down he wants this, because deep down he is more of a progressive liberal than he really thinks he is. And that's fine. You can be whatever you want, because when push comes to shove and you shove too far, there's going to be some shove back. So be what you want. I'll be what I want. Science is science. And the science is, it's anti-inflammation and then pro-resolution. That's where the science is. It's not in cutting out sugars only. And that's great if you can. Yeah, don't do it at all. But to put a tax there and to think that cookies don't hurt you and to think that pasta doesn't hurt you, et cetera, et cetera, you're a fool, because the science says that it does hurt you. And so therefore, it's a waste of time to start demonizing one thing over another. Because if you do the analysis and you say, okay, if I were to then stop drinking soda, okay, but I increased, and let's say I had three a day, and I increased my cookies just to get the sugar and everything else my brain was truly craving, which he doesn't know what people's brains are craving, because he's not them and doesn't have the addiction like they do, they would go eat more cookies and pasta, and that would hurt more. And that would hurt more than if they consume more glycemic indexing carbohydrates, just because they cut out soda. They would have a worse time. So maybe you cause that to be the case. And hey, you know what? At least soda's got some water in it, right? I mean, so if you were on an equivalent basis, at least it's got some nutritional water value. That's kind of a joke. We all know that's a joke. But the point is, it's kind of true. But the point is, you know, you eliminate one thing and then another thing pops up, and that's how it works. And it's just like taking drugs or ibuprofen, let's say, and you suppress the COX enzyme. Well, that arachidonic acid is still floating around out there, so it may go to the LOX enzyme. And that gets a little technical here, but you get the point, is that the causative factor being the arachidonic acid did not go away. And similarly, if you're going to reduce carbohydrates on one hand and then go to the other, well, that's just kind of pushing, squeezing the balloon, if you will. So that's enough on that. I do want to talk about a great blog that Barry Sears wrote on zonediet.com called Set Point, and it really gets into the complex interaction of the hypothalamus part of the system, and how it's there to essentially, a set point is you kind of await a range that, you know, that your body is geared towards. And it talks about that complex interaction. And you know, kind of to back up there, is that all of this is complex. It's very complex. Barry Sears is learning as he goes on some of the more complex issues. He's got the hormones down. He's got the hormones that aren't talked about very much, like eicosanoids down, which are basically what controls everything, like your heart, your brain, your eyes, so kind of important. Right. Yeah, so it talks about, set point, and it's a great one to get your head around. And basically, I think it's called Our Brains Control While We Eat, But You're Much Smarter. I think that's the one. And yep, it is. And just to kind of give you a little bit of a backdrop on it, it talks about how it talks a bit about insulin resistance and leptin resistance, and how when you are resistant, that you use extreme amount of force in order to get the information to the cell. And really, when you become less resistant, it doesn't take as much force. So that's why you overeat and do these other things, because you're forcing it to communicate with your cell. So it's really a communication signaling issue, right, at the end of the day, which is a fascinating, once you get past the fact that it is less resistant, you know, on a one-dimensional level, and you dive deeper, and then you realize that, yeah, it is, that that's causing it, the problem. But the problem is really, when it comes down to it, is a communications issue with the cells, right? It's very, very fascinating and as I say, the future's here. With this guy, the future's here. No more blind, one-dimensional, isolative studies that don't really take in consideration, all the variables and cause. And so this intricate system known as biochemistry is becoming more and more known. And with this guy at the helm, it can be the pieces can be put together, so it's not so confusing, right? So in it, anyway, talks about, you know, your body weight is predetermined by an internal system, and is the thermostat on your weight out of control? And so basically it comes down to the thermostat being out of control due to the insulin resistance, and how the hypothalamus is basically, going to kind of give you a little more insight onto how the interior of the target cell works in the hypothalamus, and how that control system needs to be working properly in order for you to, for you to operate properly, right? So essentially it goes into, so it's insulin and leptin hormonal signaling. And that indicates the, what he called the energy balance system to keep you eating or not eating, right? So I recommend you read that. That's, again, is at zonediet.com. And it talks about the system of how the brain controls while we eat. And that's a little bit different. Okay, the hypothalamus blog that he wrote is a little bit different than a lot of the switches we've learned recently that are there, like PYY. Or endocannabinoids, right? So those are things that trigger hunger or suppress hunger. And so this gets into the actual hypothalamus system itself, not just the triggers that would shut down hunger, which is great to know the triggers, because then you could do things that would, like, take lots of fish oil at night to shut down endocannabinoids in order to make you feel less hungry, which will then help reduce insulin resistance. But this gets into the exact signaling system itself as designed by the hypothalamus. I recommend that. But appreciate the listen to Michael Medved. Get your together. Quit acting like a goofball. We got it right. We know the answer. Now we just need to pursue it, make it more available to all. And hopefully people get better and better understanding of it. But at a minimum, at least they do it, right? Kind of like a kid, right? I mean, just you hope he understands, but, you know, as long as he does it and gets through life, you know, you've done your job. So it's all there. ZoneDiet.com is phenomenal. Great products. If you do buy from there, there's a coupon code. It's AF10PZD, AF10PZD. And, you know, hey, happy wellness. But if you're listening to the wrong guys, life's going to get really tough or really fast. And, hey, you know, one saying that a friend had of mine that I really enjoyed was life's hard. It's a whole lot harder if you're stupid. So don't be stupid in this regard. Get on your high-dose clean fish oil. Get on your high-dose clean polyphenols and try to eat an anti-inflammatory diet and get some exercise in. And life won't be as hard. Still kind of a pain in the ass, as we all know, but hey, oh well, I guess the panacea still awaits us, but this is the start. Well, I know the start happened a long time ago, but you get my point. We went the wrong direction after the start, so now we need to get back on the right path, and then the start will have now meant something more than what it did. Okay, anyway, so now I'm blabbering, and I don't want you to call me Michael Medved, so I will sign off and talk next time. Adios.